overseas. Why don't we tackle something that that few people can agree on here at home, and that's marijuana. So the New York Times this morning with a major statement, a lead editorial calling for the legalization of marijuana by the New York Times. Here's a portion of the editorial board piece this morning. There are no perfect answers, the Times writes, to people's legitimate concerns about marijuana use, but neither are there such answers about tobacco or alcohol. We believe that on every level, health effects, the impact on society and law and order issues, the balance falls squarely on the side of national legalization that will put decisions on whether to allow recreational or medical production and use where it belongs at the state level. David Brooks, you've weighed in on this debate before.
I disagree with them on the larger issue. I don't know what they've been smoking up there. They go up to the office. The haze is so thick. I can't see them up there.
They didn't inhale.
They didn't.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Maybe they did.
I have two basic issues. One, the effects on the teenage brain really are pretty significant. They acknowledge that in the editorial. And I don't think we can sanction, say, adults, fine, but if you're 18, you can't do it. That's just not going to work, I don't think. Second, I just don't think the government should be sanctioning activity that most of us mature out of, most of us age out of. I just don't think it's the way we want to spend our minds. But, and here's something I do agree with my colleagues on, I could be wrong on marijuana. And so I wouldn't mind some state experimentation. And really, what the editorial is calling for is federal legalization to allow some states some leeway. Right. So even though I'm opposed to it, I think throwing it to the states might be a good idea.
So what are we learning from the states?
I think we're learning from Colorado that at least in terms of revenue, there's a great deal of revenue, right? $184 million, something like that. Also, at least these early statistics show that there's a slight decrease in crime. I think it's about 3% year over year from 2013 to 2014. It's still really early. It's true. I think what
marijuana legalization as a budget issue seems a lot of tough for
the
parents.
We can make a lot of money on tobacco also, but we don't want that. I'm with David. I think I don't have a huge problem with letting states experiment, but I think for states to decide to go the full legalization route is a problem, precisely for my mommy reason, that, you know, you can say that it's okay for adults, but everybody knows who has teenagers like me, access to alcohol, the fact that alcohol is legal increases their access to alcohol, making marijuana readily, legally available will increase their, my kids are at home laughing at me. But it is a vast social experiment. We do not know the outcome, except that the best evidence is that you lose, if you use marijuana as a teenager regularly, 8 IQ points. And I don't know about the rest of the table, but I don't have 8 to lose.